Thank you for joining us with Start With 7. We start every weekday with 7 minutes alone with God. We hope you'll find a place in a time where you can be alone and still and focused. If you're able, we hope you have a Bible in your hand. And we want to spend a few minutes fixing our thoughts on the greatness of God. So the next 7 minutes, we'll have some guided time through a verse of scripture, some prayer time, and then some opportunities to follow up with next steps in your devotional pursuit of the Lord. So let's begin. Start with 7 today. Take a moment and be still. Remove distractions. Spend a moment meditating on the greatness of God. Often in our silence, things are coming to the front of our mind that would consume us and distract us and prevent us from spending a moment with God and hearing His voice. Why don't you tell the Lord that you choose to give these things to Him and spend moments focusing on Him? Scripture is the foundation for our meditation. Today we're in Psalm 4, we'll be in verse 4 and 5. David writes, "In your anger, do not sin. When you are on your beds, search your hearts and be silent. Offer right sacrifices and trust in the Lord." David says, "In your anger, do not sin." The context in the verses preceding this, David's living in a culture and a climate where people do not honor God. They're ridiculing David for his faith, and they seek false gods, and David says they're living delusions. And the consequence of that was David's anger. But he said, in our anger, we do not sin. These things frustrate us, make us angry. We see what's true in our culture, in our climate, in our anger, even righteous indignation. As God has righteous anger, so can we. But in our anger, we should not sin. All of us have, and we confess that and repent of it, but we should follow this calling in our anger, do not sin. Maybe today you would say, God, the more aware I am of how culture is against you, the community is against you, people seek false gods and they're against my faith, would you help me in my anger not sin? Tell them. Maybe for you and the climate we're in, you have realized that you need to press into this even more. God, help my heart not be hard against people and sinful against your ways because of my anger. David goes on to say, when you are on your beds, search your hearts and be silent. Like when we lay our head down on our pillow at night, it's a time for us to search our own hearts and be silent. Maybe stop speaking, which is what this is for. I'm glad you're joining. Be still. And David said, let's search our hearts. Another place in the psalm said, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Maybe for a moment you would say, God, would you reveal to me the condition of my heart and things in my life and what you're wanting to press into? God, search my heart. Tell him. David said, in your anger, do not sin. When you're on your bed, search your hearts and be silent. The practice of stillness, it's a spiritual discipline that we would practice being silent and still before the Lord. Psalm 46:10 says, be still and know that I'm God. Like, wait, watch. Maybe today you would say, God, would you help me grow in the discipline of being still and listening. As we grow in prayer, we see through Scripture different expressions of prayer: confession, praise, intercession, submission. Maybe today you would practice confession. God, I confess to you, this arena of my life is not lined up with your will. I'm tempted, I'm following a path that's outside of your will, and I choose to return to you and turn away from this. I give this to you, I submit to you, and I follow your way. Tell him. One expression of prayer is intercession. The Spirit of God intercedes for us, the Bible says, and one of the ways that we walk in the Spirit is we intercede for others. We take the needs of others to God on their behalf. And so this morning, maybe God is putting some need, some person on your mind, and you should pray for them and ask God to intervene in their life. Pray for them now. Let's pray this psalm together. Father, I pray that in our anger, even our righteous anger, even anger where we see people are not following God, that even in our anger, that we would not sin, that we would be humble, that we would realize that we have been forgiven of great things. I pray that we would be humble in our anger, we would not sin, and I pray that we would search our hearts. We would allow you to reveal things to us that you're doing in our life and that you want to do. And I pray that we would be people who practice the discipline of silence, that we would be listeners who still wait on you. Thank you for being available to us. We thank you for your Spirit inside of us. We pray this, Jesus, in your name. Amen. Thanks for joining us for Start with 7. My name is Jason Shepherd, and I enjoy spending time with people as we're pursuing loving Jesus more, knowing his word, living our life for him. We hope this Start with 7 is a start that you will spend even more time with God throughout your day. There's a link attached here where you can find more resources for reading your Bible, growing in your faith, understanding who God is more, and sharing him with other people. We look forward to joining this journey with you together. Have a great day.